Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Dr. Marilyn Singleton is our guest. AAPSonline.org, is that right, Marilyn? She's the president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Marilyn, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I know you cover in your job is healthcare and some of the healthcare policy that's out there. And I wanted you to give us your ideas, your thoughts on where you think we are right now. I know the president has had a number of executive orders that have helped people. It's helped my family. My family's been able to cut our health care expenses for parts of my family by two-thirds because of this, not having to go through an Obama-era, Obamacare type of plan. What do you think?
Oh, I think some of the things are wonderful. And for the critics who say, oh, these are skinny plans, well, good. Some people want skinny plans. And we're grown-ups. We can pick what kind of health insurance policy we want. And that was the biggest problem, was taking away choice. We're a broad group of people with broad issues, and the full gamut from people who are very healthy and then they are 89 one day and they drop dead.
Right.
And amazingly, one of the things that is not really pushed to people, because in a way it's not good marketing, most people don't get horribly sick. Most people live their
That's
life,
right.
And women will go in and have a baby. A man may never, ever have to go into the hospital for anything and then have a heart attack one day and die. But they don't want you to know that. They have to look like we're all rolling around sick, and if we didn't have these amazing policies that forced you to cover maternity care and all this other stuff.
Well, yeah,
the thing that I indicted
them for with Obamacare were the mandates. I said, you know, the mandates proved that they were not interested in reform. They only wanted to control you, because otherwise they would have said, okay, let's don't make Blasingame buys health care coverage that he physiologically, chronologically can't use.
That's right. That's right. And yes, we all know the concept of insurance. You have to throw a lot of money in the pot, and some people will spend the money out of the pot. Others will never get their money back.
But the insurance industry has done quite well over the years. The insurance company's done quite well over the years without all that.
There are ways to make insurance work. And there's reinsurance for those who are really very sick, just like big businesses do when they have a high-risk business.
Marilyn, what do you think about the, what do you think about
the same thing for people, but they've totally lost the concept of good old straight indemnity insurance, just like your car, just like your house, that you don't have insurance to do the oil changes. You take care of that yourself.
Hey, Marilyn, what do you think? What do you think about
Marilyn?
Hold on, Marilyn. What do you think about the new temporary plans? Where will they go? Will we be able to hold on to those? Will they turn into more HSAs? Will there be any more health care reform accomplished coming up in the next 2 years?
Not in the next 2 years, and pretty clearly that everyone's working against the short-term policies, the things that Trump put out there, the Democrats don't want. They're Congress now, and so we're going to go nowhere. And it's sad because we were really pushing
Here's what's sad about the Democrats controlling the House. People are actually benefiting financially from the end of Obamacare and the growth of simpler plans. People are putting more money in their pocket, getting better coverage because of that. And so the House of the new Democrat controlled House, they don't want that. They apparently don't want that. I don't understand that. Last thoughts. We've got to wrap it up.
Well, the sad part is, unless people are unhappy, you can't control their lives. You cannot control happy people and contented people.
Yeah.
So if there's no reason to be unhappy, the party not in power will create one.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Marilyn, thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I sure hope so.
And keep up the
Thanks
good work.
Thanks for having
Dr. Marilyn Singleton, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.